Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang mga magulang na nagpapapasok ng kanilang mga anak sa childcare ay may garantiya na ngayon ng 90% subsidy para sa 3 araw kada linggo kahit hindi na dumadaan sa eligibility test. Tinatayang aabot sa $430 million ang gastos nito sa loob ng susunod na 4 taon, pero sinasabi ng gobyerno na daang-daang libong pamilya naman ang makikinabang. Alam na alam ng isang ina mula sa Melbourne na si Marita Tilieras ang hirap ng pagbabayad ng childcare.
Our childcare fees have been equivalent of our mortgage and more. The more I earn, like say I get a 5% pay rise due to inflation, then my childcare fee will go up because I'm earning the next bracket. And then my pay rise actually is less because all my money and more ends up going to childcare.
Ang ina na may 2 anak ay nagtatrabaho ng full-time at matagal nang nananawagan na tanggalin na ang tinatawag na activity test. Isang patakarang ipinatupad ng koalisyon noong 2018 na nag-aata sa mga magulang na magtrabaho, mag-aral o magboluntaryo ng tiyak na oras kada linggo para maging kwalipikado sa subsidy. Kapareho ng layuning ito ang advokasya ng The Parenthood, isang organisasyong nagsusulong din ng paglalagay ng limitasyon sa taas ng childcare fees. Ayon sa campaign director na si Maddie Butler, mas pinahihirapan or mas pahirap ang activity test sa buhay ng maraming magulang.
We've heard stories that parents and carers have had to really quickly try and find just some volunteering that they could do in order to be able to access early learning and care so that then they could, with a bit more time, go out and get some paid work as well.
Simula nitong Lunes, January 5, ginagarantiya na ng Albanese government ang 90% subsidy para sa 3 araw ng childcare kada linggo. Ayon pa kay Treasurer Jim Chalmers, malaking tulong ito sa mga magulang sa buong bansa.
We expect about 100,000 Australian families will benefit from the Albanese Labor government's 3-day guarantee. Now we work on the basis that if it's good for kids, if it's good for families, it's good for the education system, then it's good for the economy as well. And that's why as Treasurer, I'm really proud to have helped secure the funding for this 3-day guarantee.
Sinasabi pa ng gobyerno na hindi na kakailanganin ng activity test para sa 3 araw. Pero mananatili pa rin ito kung nais ng mga magulang na kumuha ng subsidy para sa dagdag na araw ng childcare. Ayon kay Nisha Hutchinson, may-ari ng Cressy Road Early Learning Center, magandang unang hakbang ang pagtatanggal ng test para sa 3 araw para gawing mas abot-kaya ang childcare.
We've had families that have had up to 4 children in care with us at the same time. This is not cheap. Scrapping this means that they don't have to do these sums as much and they can actually just make decisions in the best interests of families, of their own family and of their children.
Pero ayon pa rin kay Maddie Butler ng The Parenthood, hindi sapat ang subsidy para tuluyang maresolba ang problema sa gastos.
Whenever these subsidy increases have been introduced, they've then soon been followed by fee hikes from many service providers. So that's why we're calling on the federal government for a fixed fee model and to reform the system just to ensure that it's really simple for families to use.
Hindi rin otomatikong ginagarantiyahan ng childcare subsidy ang pagkakaroon ng pwesto sa isang childcare provider. Kailangan pa rin makahanap ng slot ang mga pamilya sa napili nilang childcare service at maaring kailangan pa rin magbayad ng gap fee. Ayon sa ina ng 2 anak na si Jen Fleming, napakahirap makakuha ng pwesto sa childcare.
I put my first daughter's name down when I was 20 weeks pregnant. She is 4.5 and she has still not been offered a place at that center.
At dahil sa karanasang ito, nananawagan si Ms. Fleming na isama na rin sa bagong subsidy ng gobyerno ang iba pang alternative sa childcare.
It could be a nanny or a grandparent, it could be an au pair, it could be a co-working space that allows a mum to go back to work sooner but continue to breastfeed. There needs to be this broadening of the system to acknowledge all types of care.
Ayon naman kay Opposition Leader Susan Lee, hindi nito nasusolusyonan ang kakulangan ng childcare options at maaaring mas lalong mahirapan pa ang ilang nagtatrabahong magulang kapag tinanggal na ang activity test.
Well, you can find families in almost every single postcode that can't get a place for one day, let alone three. The other concern we have is that it removes the activity test. And what that means is that people who are working or studying no longer have priority. And we've always believed that those families should have priority in childcare.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Sam Dover at Yasmin Cassis para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Para muling mapakinggan ang mga ulat na yan, bisitahin ang aming website sbs.com.au/Filipino at i-follow kami sa aming Facebook page sa SBS Filipino at Instagram SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.